Look at that. Amar Rava. Learning over here, Daf. Lamed Amar Aleph. Mesechta
Psachim. It sounds like it's the end of
the sugya. Amar Rava Hilchos Halachi. Yes, Chameis Bizmane. Bein Bimina Bein B'mashu. Okay, Rashi. Rashi. Amar Rava Hilchos Shamina Mina. The Pasak Rava Lahilchos the Chulchol Yisurim Shabutar Bimina B'mashu V'loy Shanlon. According to Rava, all Isurim Shabutara Biminon Bimashu. In their own min, yeah, Biminon. What do you mean Biminon? What do you mean Biminon? Biminon, when they're pure, Bloshnolan Bain Khames to show Isuri Ella Bahab Bilsum, the Gozash Shlominon, Otuminon, Shamina Mino. What do we derive? Chalev Shinofa Likadera Oisa Bimashu. The chain halacha.
Where's the similar thing here?
Well,
the chain halacha is similar.
It means if chaylev falls into shuman, right? So they're both. Let's see. Let's do the Rashi. Let's go here. El b'hashem min los begozar begozar shaloi b'minan atu minan shaminu minah. We learn from this. Let's see. Chol chaylev shenafal lekidera. Oisim mashu v'chein halacha v'ha dekayim lan kol yisudin shemitayra b'shishim b'shaloi b'minon hu. When it comes to every isser, this is a shaloi b'minon. Okay, this is very hard stuff over here. Let me read you over here the perish of the Masifta. It says chametz b'zmanai bein shenis orev. Okay, you have to do the word shenis orev. The chametz was mixed. The chametz was mixed.
You're talking about
a taruvis.
When you say mixed, it's a liquid, it's a solid. What is it?
Well, it depends. Chametz,
is it a piece of bread mixed with the crumbs of bread mixed with crumbs of matzah that you can't tell them apart, or is it liquid, or is it solid and liquid? What does it mean? Bimino means they're two of the same kind.
So l'chayre means that they're exactly crumbs, bread. Let me read you here what it says. Chomesh is on the bain shinis ore b'minoi, bain shinis ore b'minoi, also v'afil b'ein b'en, b'taruvis, ela mashu me'achomets, b'ein b'taruvis, ela b'mashu b'mechomets, uchshidus rabbi, avu chomesh shaloi b'zmanoi, but it's not b'zman, bain shinis ore b'minoi, bain shinis ore b'minoi, mutar, v'afil shesh b'in b'hem reisen tam, Shekein halachim shimim shechametz de'achar pesach mutar min ha'Torah. Nachum, let's read the word. Let's read one more time.
In other words, if you have a suffix, it's mixed in chametz over, not chametz on Pesach.
All right. In order to really understand this, we have to really go back. We can either go back and go forward. What do you want to go do? We can go back and learn the Gemara and Daf Chav tests. Let's do that because since we already started this, we might as well get. We already our appetite sweat. Let's go back. Amar Rav chametz bezmanai. Okay, that chametz bezvanei bein b'mina bein shlo b'minoi osur. Rashi, look at the hilchos Rashi. Rashi says bein chametz bezvanei mefarish kul lekamei. Okay, so we have to wait for the Gemara to explain. No, no, chametz bezvanei bein b'mina bein shlo.
Chametz that's mixed with non chametz on Pesach.
On Pesach.
It's the worst kind because it's chayv karis. So it's not bottle.
Chometz is also a fil b'mashu. Chometz b'zmanai bein b'mina bein shalom b'minai osur.
Now, when it says the word osur, doesn't that connote
utter of osur? No, osur is osur. What do you mean?
So, why doesn't it say
chorus? You only chayv chorus for kazayis.
Are you chayv chorus?
A kezayis, yeah. Not that a less than a kezayis, no. Chometz b'mashu is not. There's no karis.
Why are you not over? Would depend on the machlekes. If you hold that less than a shear is osim in a tayr or not. Even if you hold it's osim in a tayr, there's no karis.
Correct.
We had that machlekes before.
All of the shas, you had that machlekes.
Right, but we had it here specifically, right?
Omarav chometz b'zmanai on Pesach itself bein b'minoi bein shlo b'minoi osur. Shaloi bezmanai, which means chomet she'ovar olava Pesach.
Or
erev Pesach wine. Biminoi osur. No, before Pesach it's mutter. It can't be.
Shei shoyz.
No, I'm not so sure there's a difference. After Sheish Shois, all the halacha supply. The only difference is there's no chiyuv karis, but all of the halacha supply. After Sheish Shois, I believe every halacha that applies on Pesach. An Erev Shabbos?
Not Erev Shabbos.
Erev Pesach? And let's see. Let's read over here.
Three different zmanim. Rabbi Yehuda holds with Nezmanim is with Chayv and Alav. Rabbi Shimon holds it's, there's no Isser at all. He basically holds there's no Isser at all.
Alright, let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Sugi. Amar Rav, Chometz Bezmanim. Bein Bimina Bein Shalom Bein Shalom Bein Shalom Bein Shalom Shalom Bezmanim. What is in Shalom Bezmanim? Okay, we have to define what that means, Shalom Bezmanim. Let's see. Biminoi Osir, Shalom Biminoi Mutter. Now the Gemara right away asks the question, but my asking, what exactly are we discussing over here? We still here that it's Chavad Deva Tarubis. What's the Tarubis?
Sorry again, I changed the pages. What page are we doing?
Chav Tesla Mebeis.
Okay, go ahead.
Amar Rav, Nachmo, Chometz Bezmanai. Chometz Bezman on Pesach itself. Bein Biminai, Bein Shloi Bezminai, Osir. Shloi Biminai Bezmanai, or Shloi Bezmanai. If it's not Bezman, we have to define every single word. Let's get the words first. B'minoi osur, shaloi b'minoi motor. Now, here we go. B'mai askinan, what exactly does it mean? Minoi, shaloi b'minoi, vus tutsukhla. B'mai askinan. Ilei b'minoi saint tam. It's nice saint tam. So you can detect the flavor. Then, are you going to suggest shaloi b'zmanoi, shaloi b'minoi motor? How could that possibly be? Chometz she'ovar lova pesach. And you take a small amount of chametz that has flavor, and you mix it with non chametz with that's mutter, but you can taste the flavor of the chametz over all over Pesach. How can you suggest it's going to be mutter? This time, if I have something of chametz that I can detect the flavor of the item that's chametz in the dish, of course it's going to be aser. How can the brayta say shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi biminoi is going to be mutter? How can it be mutter?
Why Reb Shimon holds it?
Everyone holds this.
No, Reb Shimon holds that a field of nice and tam is mutter.
No, we're talking now where it's nice and tam. If it's nice and tam,
Reb Shimon holds a field of nice and tam.
We're not up to Rabbi Shimon. We didn't learn Rabbi Shimon now. We're learning Rav. Don't confuse me with Rabbi Shimon. We didn't learn like Rabbi Shimon. Where's Rabbi Shimon? We're not learning Rabbi Shimon yet.
It was way back.
Let's read the words. What are you so combative tonight?
Okay.
Amar Rav. Chometz bezmanoi bein demino bein shloi bezminoi osa. Shloi bezmanoi, it depends. Beminoi is osa. Shloi bezminoi mutter. Now when it says shloi bezminoi, what does that mean? It means yavir chometz is mixed with non-chametz. Questions mutter. Wait a minute. Can you detect in the dish the flavor of the chametz? Then my asking, Ilay lo b'noi same tam. If there's no same tam, you can detect it. It's no same tam.
That should be the criteria.
Right.
The criteria should depend on whether it's no same tam. What is it got to do if it's teichz manay or achaz manay?
And what does it have to do if it's minay, not minay?
If it's not no same tam, it should be mutter.
So let's see, Elaim b'nai same time, shloi b'zmanai, shloi b'minai mutter. How could it possibly be shloi b'zmanai? Hoyavtaima. Ella, what it mean? What is it, Ella? Ella, what it means is b'mashahu, chometz. It's not nai same time. It's not nai same time.
Okay, it's not nai same time.
Why is it not nai same time? Because it's a mashahu. Rel-
you say that it's not a mashahu and it's not nai same time?
What?
Why does he have to say it's a mashahu?
Because that's what we mean. That's his way of explaining that it's not nois in tam. That's the term.
Just say b'ena nois in tam. Because what is the nois in tam? So say b'ena nois in tam. He has to say b'mashu. Who asked him anything how big it is?
Let's read the Rashi. Rashi di b'rav aschel I name of b'nois in tam shloim b'zman shloim b'ena mutter bitmiya ha yov taima v'rav midika amar shloim b'zman b'minoi osur gale daita. Now here's the point maybe you're making, that the fact that it says that it's going to be b'minoi, it's going to be osur, galei daita, Rav has revealed, dich Rabbi Yehuda svirulei, de omar afli achara pesach osur. Okay, so first of all, we have to acknowledge that over here we're following the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is chomet she'ovar olav ha-pesach oser. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's oser. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda holds that sheloi bizman, there is a hechet timsa of iser, sheloi bizman, how could there ever be a hechet timsa of iser sheloi bizman? The only possible way is if you hold chomet she'ovar olav ha-pesach is oser. Right, so now that we know the Golden Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Chomet She'ovar Olav Pesach is Aser. So, Frank the Gemara, Shaloi B'Minoi, bring the Rashi, Shaloi B'Minoi, Nami, but if it's nice and Tam, it should be Aser as well. Fine. So then the Gemara says, get back to the Gemara, Shaloi B'Minoi, the Gemara now says now, Ela B'Mashahu. Now, your kasha was, why did I have to say the word B'Mashahu? I don't know why. I lost the place over here. A mash of chametz bismanoi, bein biminoi, bein shaloi biminoi. Now here's the Rashi. If it's bisman, shaloi biminoi, nam bismanoi also, vi afagav di isle l'arav b'chol yisurim shaloi biminoi. Biminoi sein tam. Shaloi biminoi, biminoi sein tam. Rav gozar chametz bismanoi, hoyul v'koreitsu. Shaloi biminoi, otu minoi. Vi afagav di b'chele v'dam. Legozar shaloi b'minoi otu minoi, chasim hu d'bedili minai hu. That's because you stay with the whole yavu. Chometz loy b'dili minei, hoil v'oich lekol yimay sashan. Okay, you have clarity. I think you're confused with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda b'minoi. Shlomi.
Yeah, I'm listening.
There's a principle according to Rabbi Yehuda. This the principle in Hill in the Yoredei Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Min b'minoi is osur afilu b'mashu. In all Isurim. Why? Because there's no way to be mevatel it. When it comes to min b'she'enoi minoi, when you're going up against the something different, then what is different negates you. If you're up against two against one, three pieces of meat, and one is kosher, one is not kosher. Okay, over here, that's a davar gush. That's not a good example, like flavor. You have to mix it into, like, that's a bad example, because that's a davar gush. Let's talk about, you have a taruvis of ingredients, many ingredients. And some of the ingredients are one type, one flavor, and the other ingredients are different. Then, min b'she'enoi minoi is bottle. But when you have min b'minoi, there's nothing to be mevatel you. There's nothing to be, because you're all part of the same team. We're all the same. So what's the difference? The difference is that you are osur and I'm mutter. I'm chametz, and you're not chametz. You're matzah, but we're all the same. There's no flavor when you're dealing. So then, afilu b'mashuhu, it's going to be osur. Min b'minoi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is never bottle afilu b'shishin. But Rabbi Yehuda agrees. But min b'she'enoi minoi is bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because the koyach of the she'enoi minoi negates the min. Min b'she'enoi minoi is bottle. Min b'min, what? B'shishim. B'shishim, flavor. We're talking about flavor now, flavoring. You have flavoring. If you have over here something that's min b'she'enoi minoi and you can no longer detest the taste, that means the she'enoi minoi has prevailed upon minoi and it's bottle lagamri. But min b'minoi, there's no negation because they're all exactly the same. And in fact, they're enhancing one another because there's no competition. When there's no competition, even though theoretically, if it was something different, it would be bottle. If the she'enoi minoi, if what's mutter, theoretically, would have been an enoi minoi, it would be enough to be mevatel the minoi. It doesn't matter. You could have 100 of 1,000. It doesn't matter. since it's there's nothing working, there's no chemical process working to cancel.
Only Rabbi Yehuda.
We don't paskin like this. We do not paskin like this. We hold.
If it's min b'minoy, there's nothing to negate it. So therefore, even if it's
a mashahu,
one kosher, it is
also. Why is it also?
Mashu means it's 60 to 1.
Doesn't matter. Be 1,000 to 1. 1,000 to 1. It's also. A small teeny amount of Isser in a larger amount of Isser, and they're all the same.
Not bottle.
So therefore, when you eat it, you're eating, when you eat the whole dish, you're eating Isser. Nothing was mevatel the Isser. Now there's no chi of karis, there's no chi of loisas because it's less than the shear. Then you have the principle, a mitzius, that the she'ena mina is mevatel the min.
So if the she'ena mina is 60 times the minoi, then it's mevatel.
Correct.
Now what about noise and time?
That's the rule of noise and time. Now, by the way, the number 60 is just a number when you can't. The truth is, you don't need 60. It's a feirush shulchan aruch. A kefela aramo'ah. All you need is the non-kosher flavor to be undetectable. How do you know if it's... How do you know? Ask a guy. Give the guy the taste from the dish. Maybe it's only 20 to 1. Maybe it's 10 to 1. Maybe it's 15 to 1. Give it to a guy. Let the guy taste. Let him tell you. So if the guy is... He knows he's making a halach decision, you don't trust him. But it's mesiach lefi tumai. If it's Messiah Lefi Tuma, you can trust the guy, the kafela, the chef. The reason why we say the number 60, that's because since we have no one to ask, we could assume that after 60, it's no longer Nisein Tam. But if you have a dove that's very sharp, and it's not going to be bottled in 60, then in the chrami, it's going to be then it's also because you can taste the non-kosher. The number 60 is not a number, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. The number 60 is just in the worst scenario. You know what it's like if Moshe Feinstein says, how long do you have to wait Mitzvah Shabbos to do Malacha? 50 minutes. Why 50 minutes? Why? That's a formula? Or Moshe has a formula to figure out exactly in America when it says HaKachavim? He writes, because after 50 minutes, you can be certain that already says HaKachavim already passed. Right? I don't know when says HaKachavim is. I don't know. Maybe it says HaKachavim is 42 minutes. Maybe it's 43. Maybe it's 46. Maybe it's 47. Maybe it's 38 minutes. I don't know when Tzeis HaKachavim really is. The Chazal say Tzeis HaKachavim is when 3 medium stars come out. I don't know when that is. I can't make the determination for you. I don't know. I don't have the scientific information to determine exactly how many minutes every day of the year, every Shabbos throughout the entire year, there'll be Tzeis HaKachavim, you can do Malacha. But one thing I can tell you, that after 50 minutes, 5-0, it already passed. When did it pass? I don't know. Maybe it passed 45, 46, 47, 43, 38, 39. Maybe different times of the year it passes at a different point in time, depending upon where we are in the elliptical orbit around the sun. We're going through an orbit around the sun, maybe. But one thing I can tell you, after 50 minutes, you could assume it already passed. It's the Zel Bazach with the number 60. 60 is not a number that's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. 60 means, if you have a Tairuvis of Min B'She'enoi Minoi, what you're supposed to do is present the food to a Kefela Armo'ah, to a non-Jewish chef, and ask him to taste it, and somehow he should tell you in a way that without realizing that you're making a halachic decision based upon his words that there is no flavor of the non-kosher. And that can be determined, that can happen easily if you have even, let's say, 25 times more kosher than non-kosher. Maybe it's 30, maybe it's 40, maybe it's 50. I don't know. No one really knows what the number is. Every food is different. Let's say you don't have available a kefela arma'ah, so then you could assume in the worst case scenario that when you have already 60 times of kosher versus the non-kosher, you have a right to assume that the non-kosher flavor is bottled, it's no longer detectable. Got it?
Yes.
So now, that's only when you have min b'she'enoi minoi. But what happens if you have min b'minoi? There's nothing working. There's no one hell working for you. No one's paying rent for you. No one is coming to negate the Isser. If I have in a pot, min biminoi.
Min biminoi is always
us. Always us. Why? Because if you eat the entire pot, you'll definitely be eating the Isser. Why do we say the Isser is bottle? Because it's not bottle. Because there's no one negating it.
What do you mean? If you eat the whole pot, in the other case, you're also eating.
No, the other case, you're not eating Isser. Because in the other case, the she'enai minoi is mevatel, the min. Don't you get this principle? When you have a min, it doesn't exist. It's been obliterated. If you have a dish and you have non-kosher ingredients,
it's obliterated if it's both food and it's not green.
If there's no flavor in the world of halacha, it does not exist. If you cannot detect its flavor, if its flavor is undetectable, even though there's it adds to the volume of the food, who cares? It's not what food. The Isser is a food. It's not a food anymore because it lost its flavor. So it's not even called a food anymore. It's just hot air. Min b'she'enoi minoi is bottle. The she'enoi minoi is working. It's an active ingredient.
Let's go find.
Now here's what he says. Rashi says, what about chametz pesach? Here's the issue. Let's say you have chametz. Min b'she'enoi minoi. On Pesach, it's a very important Rashi. Rashi says, what about chometz on Pesach? Min b'she'enoi minoi. Rashi says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not bottle. That's the exception to the rule. The big exception, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chometz b'zman, min b'she'enoi minoi is not. Why not? It doesn't make any sense. You're right, it doesn't. It's a gzera. Slippery slope syndrome. If this year we are going to allow you to eat min b'she'enoi minoi, that's bottle on Pesach, you know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day or next year Pesach? You're going to end up eating min b'minoi on Pesach. It's a gezera. Min b'she'enoi minoi me'ikar hadin is mutter. The reason why it's going to be prohibited is a gezera mishum min. Mishomin b'minoi.
Now, again, I realize when it says osir, doesn't that mean midrabanan?
Yes.
And how would you say if it's the rice, it would say chayim?
Okay, fine. So midrabanan. Now what's the kasha? So why do we say this principle in every yisr? When it comes to dam, when it comes to chaylev, just like chometz b'pesach, min b'she'enoi minoi, is also because of a gzera of min b'minoi. We should make the same gzera of min b'minoi when it comes to other isurim. Why don't we do the same exact thing? So what's the answer? The answer is the reason why we don't make the gzera in all of those other cases is because those other isurim you anyway stay away from the whole year. You anyway stay away from. You don't eat dam, you don't eat chelev, you don't eat high fructose sugar. You don't eat these things the whole year. So memela, if you don't eat these things the whole year, that's why there's no need to make the gzera of min b'she'enei minei otu min b'minei. But chametz, which the whole year you're attracted to, it just speaks to you and it says to you, Shlomi, eat me, eat the donuts. Eat all the cake, eat the chazarai, eat me, it's speaking to you. So since the whole year round, it's loy bodol minei, mela when it comes to Pesach, it's necessary to make a gzeir of min b'she'enei minei, otu min b'minei. Okay, this Rashi is the yesoid, the ganzi yesoid of the gan shas. Read the Rashi, nochmo the Rashi, koloima. I'm reading the Rashi over here, koloima. Rashi, he says the whole thing over here, and this Rashi, Kolaimar. If I only to wake up today to learn this Rashi was Kedai. Maybe there was no other purpose today. Yeah, Kolaimar. The Kuli Alma. No, that's the wrong Rashi. I'm sorry, that's the wrong Rashi. That's the wrong Rashi. I'm sorry. Next Rashi. I'm sorry. The Rashi Shaloi B'Minai. The Rashi. I'm sorry. The Rashi Dibur Hamasel Shaloi B'Minai. Down, further down. Shaloi B'Minai. Nami Bizmanai Oser. Chometz B'Pesach. Min B'She'enai Minai is going to be Oser. According to Rabbi Yehuda. V'af al gav the Islam Rabbi l'Rav. Rav holds b'chol isurin, not like Rabbi Yehuda. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds b'chol isurin shaloi b'minoi. No, I take that back. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, take that. Even though Rav gav the Islam Rabbi b'chol isurin shaloi b'minoi same time. In other words, min b'she'enoi minoi is bottle. It is bottle unless you can detect the flavor. It doesn't matter. When it comes to chametz, he's going to hold min b'she'enoi minoi. Min b'she'enoi minoi is going to be osur. Why? Rav gozar b'chametz b'zmanoi hoil since with a chorus who? Shaloi b'minoi, he's going to be goizer, shaloi b'minoi, atu minoi. Oh, so kores, is that the time? That's the only time? So what about chelev and dam? Chelev and dam is also kores. V'yafagav de b'chelev and dam le'gozar, shaloi b'minoi, atu minoi. Oh, that's different. You know why that's different? Hosam hu de b'dilei minayu. Because people, they desist. They desist, they separate from these things. People do not separate themselves from chametz. Why? So there are two things coming against you when it comes to chametz of Pesach. The erish of zach is kares. Number two is loy bedili minei, because it's kares and loy bodil minei. Rav holds chametz be Pesach is osur afilu shaloy be minoi gzeira atu minoi.
Okay.
Now, go back to now. Now, the kasha, though, is that makes a lot of sense. Now, what about chametz? Let's go back to the Gemara. So, here, what's the case? B'maya skina. Ilei b'b'noi say tam, shloi b'zman, shloi b'minoi motor. Can't be, ho'noi say ho'yo b'y tam, e'elo. B'mashahu. Oh, a small amount where it's not noi say tam. So then, chametz, we explain. Chametz b'zmanoi. M'meil, what is the result? You have a small amount. Chametz b'zmanoi. Bein b'mino, bein shaloi b'mino yizasa. What's the lamdis? Why? Why are we going to ask a shaloi b'mino on Pesach itself? On Pesach because it's kores and it's leibodol minei. But after Pesach is over, shloimi, when Pesach is over, then there's no kores. So there's no kores. You can go back to the regular default rule that if it's going to be min b'she'enoi minoi, it's b'mashahu, which means it's a mashahu, which means there's not going to be flavor. There's not going to be flavor. That's why it's going to be mutter. So Rav L'tamei, the Rav Shmuel Demet Rabbi, who called Yisurin Shabbatara, b'minoi is b'mashahu. If you have a taruvis of min b'minoi, a mixture of min b'minoi, its own kind, then it's going to be also a feel b'mashahu, because no one's coming to rattle it. Shaloi b'minoi b'noi same time. That's when it comes to other isurim. But when it comes to chometz on Pesach, me'ikar adin min b'she'enoi b'noi should be mutter. And the question is, are we going to make a gzera of min b'she'enoi b'noi atu min b'minoi? Rav goza chometz b'zmanoi shaloi b'minoi atu minoi v'shaloi b'zmanoi and v'shaloi b'zmanoi, there is no gzera. B'minoi is osur. Min b'minoi is going to be osur. Kol ha'kram Yehuda. But v'shaloi b'minoi, mutter. Why? Because if v'shaloi b'minoi, min b'shaloi b'minoi, it's bottle and there's no chorus. V'shaloi b'zmanoi, v'shaloi b'minoi, atu minoi kul yamuloi gazruna. Nobody is going to make a gzera after Pesach of min b'she'enoi minoi atu minoi, because after Pesach there is no kares, so there's no need to make a gzera. The only need to make a gzera of enoi minoi b'minoi is on Pesach itself when it's zechi of kares. And don't say it should be no different than dam b'chelev. It is different because chomet is loy bodol minei, dam b'chelev is bodol minei.
Right.
Are you good with this?
Yep.
Shmuel though disagrees. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, no, chomets bizmanoi. If it's bizman, b'minoi is osur. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'minoi is osur, afilu b'mashahu. because there's nothing to negate it. But shaloi b'minay, afilu on Pesach itself is bottle, he holds. Shaloi b'minay is mutter. Why? We're not going to make a gzerah. Shmuel does not hold it necessary to make a gzerah of shaloi b'minay atu minay. What about shaloi b'zmanay? What about shaloi b'zman after Pesach? Then, here's the chiddush. Now this is a very big chiddush. Shaloi b'zmanay, bein b'minay, bein shaloi b'minay is mutter. Wow, why? Why does Shmuel say that min b'minay after Pesach is going to be mutter? So the Gemara explains the lumdis of Shmuel. Here he goes. Chametz b'zmanay b'minay aser. Oh, that's the critical part. Why? Not because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. No, wrong. Shmuel Tamei, the Rav of Shmuel Yom Tavai, who calls him Shabbatar b'minay is asurin b'mashu. No, I mean, it's not. I'm sorry. B'minay b'mashu. Shloi b'minay b'minay sentam. Okay. And shloi b'minan atu minan loy gazar. Shloi b'zmanay bein b'minan bein shloi b'minan mutter. Rabbi Shimon that says what? There's no iser period. Okay, so I didn't say it correctly. According to Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds that b'chol ha'toyro kula min b'minay is osur. There is no bittul of min b'minay. You have nothing working to negate you. The only time you have something in this world, a force in this world working to negate you, is shaloi b'minay. But you don't have that here. You don't have a shaloi b'minay working to negate you. So min b'minay, if you eat the whole pot of food, you end up eating iser, and it was never negated. Okay, there may be no karis because you don't have the shear to be chai of karis, but you've eaten a dover ha'osur, and nothing wasn't. It was never negated. If it's shaloi b'minay, min b'she'enai minay, then the she'enai minay has negated, has canceled the min.
Alright.
Oh, but now, when it comes to after Pesach is over, so then apply the same exact rule, we should say, min b'minay acha Pesach is osur. Guess what? Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon, that chomet she'ovar lov ha-Pesach is mutar. Rabbi Shimon, Rashi, look at the Rashi. Now Rashi says shloi b'zmanay b'minay aser k'Rabbi Yehuda. He's going back to explain the whole thing over here. When it's shloi b'zmanay b'minay aser k'Rabbi Yehuda, this is going in the sheet of Rav. I'm going back and doing some of the Rashi's. The Amar lachar Pesach deraisa hilchach after ugot rosa d'asura shloi b'minay is muted. The shloi b'zman the in the mekaris shloi b'minay shloi b'minay atu b'minay loy gozer ki yechid loy gozer b'basav b'chol b'basav b'sharisurim. Shmuel Amar. I'm now doing the Rashi of Shmuel because Shmuel holds that the Chomet she'ovar alov ha-Pesach is mutter midoraisa. If it's mutter midoraisa, we can be mekel and we can say that min. We can say that min, even min b'minay is going to be bottle. The only time Rabbi Yehuda says min b'minay is not bottled is by an iser deoraisa. By an iser midrabar, and even Rabbi Yehuda's moided that min b'minay is going to be bottle. Rashi says Shmuel Amar b'mashu askina. Shloim b'minay me'el, shloim b'shloshon b'minay is going to be mutter. Kishari sudden. Tolei gazar shmuel b'chamet shloim b'minay, otu b'minay. And what about li'achar zman? Could that be Shimon? Here's the key words. Li'achar zman shori. V'afilu b'minay sein tamnami shori. U'lekaman parich va'asa l'ra b'shem mishum kinasa. He does hold that it's us. In echelam, it's us in midrabon. It's not us in midraisa. So me'el min b'minay is going to be mutter. Okay, so we learned over here the machlekes, gevaltig machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. What do we learn today, Shlomi? We learn machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, they both agree to Rabbi Yehuda in principle that min b'minoy is never bottle. If you have a taruvis of min b'minoy, if you end up eating all of the food you have eaten, the item that is prohibited, because there was nothing in this velt working to cancel it. It was never canceled, it's there. And when you eat it, you're eating a davar ha'aser. Now, if you're eating a davar ha'aser, it's not bottle. So on Pesach itself, there's nothing to talk about. Chametz, min b'minay, according to everyone, min b'minay is aser. What's the shaila? Min b'she'ena minay. Because now you have something working to cancel it. And it really is canceled. However, according to Rav, Rav says, anayadin, that since chometz is also b'mashu, chometz chayv karis, and le'bodel minei, we're going to enact a gezerah a gezera of min b'she'enai minai is osir on Pesach, otu? We don't want you to get used to this. Otu min b'minai, which can come through an Issa Kares period. We're going to be extremely machmer. Shmuel does not hold there's a need to make such a gezera. Let the dice fall where they may. Min b'minai indeed is osir, because there's no bittul, but min b'she'enai minai is going to be mutar, it's bottle. What about after Pesach? Say the same exact rules, which we should say. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do. According to Rav, we do. After Pesach, he holds chometz she'ovar lova Pesach is also min haTorah. Me'elav, it's min b'minoy achara Pesach oser min b'she'enay minoy mutter. It's bottle. Oh, why don't we make a gzera? The reason why we're not going to make a gzera achara Pesach is because there's no karis, so there's no need to make a gzera. What about Shmuel? Shmuel holds, well, min b'she'enay minoy is for sure going to be bottle, but what about min b'minoy? Even that's bottle. How could that possibly be? But he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the min b'minoy. Guess what? I hold like Rabbi Shimon, who says that there's no iser deraisa b'chlal chomech over lova Pesach. So we're dealing over here with this in iser midrabanan. For iser midrabanan, I'll tell you, you know what? In this case, min b'minoy is bottle. Okay, so at least today we learned something. We learned the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. May the zechus of Rav and Shmuel protect us from Corona.
Where is his family sitting in Shiva?
Levitz? Yes. They're coming back, well, they're sitting primarily in Lakewood, but they're going to be here Thursday and Friday.
How old was he?
I don't know. I would estimate in his mid-70s. That's my estimation.
So he went down quickly?
Very quickly. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't.
How do you know how good his care was?
He has 13 children.
Wow.
He has a wife that's very with it. It doesn't make one bit of sense. I don't know. I don't have answers for you. I don't have any answers. It doesn't make any sense. If he was the president of the United States, he would not have died. They would have made sure he got treatment that he needed. There were very bitter tears at the Levaya.
Yeah, you were at the Levaya?
Watched it online.
Where was it?
Lakewood. I don't know why. I guess his children live there in Lakewood, and I guess over here in New York there's so many laws and restrictions, they don't want to patch go with New York.
So what happens? Was he running this farm store?
I mean, pretty much, yes and no. He has a son, Benjamin. Took over a good part of the business, it seems. His son runs the business pretty much, but he was very active in the business. That at least appeared to me.
So you think he'll sell the business? Or
no, Benjamin's gonna take over the business. For sure. Benjamin already has been running the business already for years. He was helping his father. He does all the work. His father sits the whole day with the books. But Benjamin runs the business to a big degree. He's been doing this for years already, Benjamin. At least 10 years. He didn't have to die. There was no need for him to die. He should not have died. There's no excuse why he died.
Okay, go to Myron. Bye.